Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
On a new 4D in the MC, let's check in on Monday Night Football.
Touchdown, Detroit. Throw and catch.
Detroit went to Baltimore and showed up the Ravens. How did they do it? We'll dig into a massive Lions win right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
Man, that was invigorating. And, you know, I went in with low expectations, and shame on me. Those were blown out of the water. Before I came in here to record this, I was watching SVP, and they had some shots of Derrick Henry in the locker room, and it looked like somebody ran over his dog. His reaction to that fumble was something else, man. But, I mean, he's the only running back in the league with three fumbles through three games. And side note, apologies to my neighbors. It's a little loud in here. Sorry.
A little excited.
We're talking straight Lions victory. That only. I'm recording this on Tuesday morning. At this point, right now, the Kool-Aid is flowing freely. It's flowing heavily. That was one of the most impressive wins of MCDC's tenure. The Lions were the tougher team on both sides of the ball tonight. They went to Baltimore and beat the Ravens in their house and did it decisively. One of these two teams is going to be facing some major questions after this evening. And that team is not the Detroit Lions. It is certainly the Baltimore Ravens. They have some hard introspection to do going forward. Earlier in the week, Dan Campbell mentioned how he thought watching Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown play together was art. Well, we saw the art being produced on Monday Night Football. Unreal. That fourth down pass, the last one, was wild. It was fourth and two. You only called that play if you would bet your mother on that throw and catch. And now we know that Dan would. We knew he would earlier in the week, as he should. I mean, the two of them, and it's not limited to them. Jameson had a couple big catches early, right? How about Sam Laporta? His first three catches came on third down conversions. 202 yards for Goff and a touchdown, and that touchdown went to St. Brown. Seven catches for 77 yards. And let's check in on Amon-Ra after that touchdown. Excellent. You know what's crazy? One of the things that makes the Lions so dangerous is the abundance of weapons. This was the 10th game where Gibbs, Monty, and St. Brown all scored. Three touchdowns from three studs. 10 times. And many more. Having that kind of talent, we talked about it yesterday, how the NFL punishes you for drafting well, right? And the Lions have had to make some tough choices, and look, they're sticking with what they know. The only one that hasn't gotten their money is Gibbs. You know, I think if Jameson Williams got his, Jameer probably gets his too. But we're not talking about that right now. How about the defense's improvement? Seven sacks. The Lions had seven sacks of Lamar Jackson. They got the pressure we demanded. They had population to the football. That Hutch turnover, population to the football. Biggest play of the night, probably. Dan said it 1,000 times, and his team heard the message. I mean, that Hutch force fumble was massive. He'd been quiet. That happened. Then he followed it up with a sack of his own on the next drive. You know, Derrick Henry, we mentioned it in the opener. I'm not questioning his talent. Derrick Henry's a stud. He has been for a long time in this league, and I'd still take him. But three fumbles in three games is not great. In fact, it's bad. Especially when one of your games, you only had, what, 36 yards last week? Anyway, this is not a Ravens podcast. How about Al-Qadeen Muhammad? I went all in on Al-Qadeen the last week. 2.5 sacks on Monday. I got a text from my friend John. Shout out, John. He said, give 96 the game ball. Totally agreed. I get the locker room access. I flip it on. What do I see? The game ball goes to 96. Al-Qadeen Muhammad. And listening to him in the locker room, holding the game ball, talking about how he was out of work this time last year on his couch. And now, on Monday Night Football, he has 2.5 sacks. You know, the Lions, there's a lot of talk last year, and they did do this, about how they were able to just kind of pull guys off the street. The Lions coaches, Calvin Shepard, this staff is multi-talented, and it was before, and it still is after the coordinators left last year. Certainly, the passion and the desire to win, but the ability to unlock people. Jared Goff was a throwaway. Think about that. A throwaway. Al-Qadeen Muhammad was unemployed last year. If you have what it takes, the Lions will get it out of you. And if you don't, they won't keep you. They won't have you. I mean, now Marcus Davenport's on the IR. I'm too harsh with him. But he's been replaced. He's a ghost when it comes to the starting lineup now. Seven sacks. God. What a night. We're going to take a quick break. Plenty more Lions Smash Rams conversation coming up next here on 4D and the MC. And now more Fourth Down in the Motor City after dark continues. You know, last year when Stoney and Justin and the fellas hosted this podcast after games, Justin obviously would have to write first, and we would record these at like 3 in the morning. It was just excruciating. I mean, it was fine with me. It was just that time frame. The recording itself wasn't tough, but this is the first time I've recorded this early in the morning. It's 12:26. No big deal. Just, you know, after dark. Maybe it's not nostalgic. I'm longing. I'm a Pac-12 alum, and there is no longer Pac-12 after dark. You just get Michigan State getting their ass kicked by USC after dark. Sorry. The run game got stronger. 224 yards, 4 touchdowns. Gibbs was good, but Montgomery was great. Monty had 150 yards on 12 carries, including a 71-yard banger. It was a bummer he didn't get in the end zone, but look, he scored twice. Gibbs did too. He had 99 total yards. Jameer did. It was like 72-25, something like that in the rushing and receiving departments. Look, it is a sin. I am shameful. It's taken me this long to talk about the offensive line. How dare I? The Detroit Lions had a near 11-minute drive. They had 2 drives of over 90 yards. Shout out Tate Ratledge. Shout out Christian Mahogany. Remember I said the Lions had 7 sacks? How many did the Ravens have? Oh, none. No sacks. Bupkis. If this is the line the Lions have going forward, I mean, man, there'll be some more growing pains. But Ratledge and Mahogany are everyday offensive linemen in the NFL. They got there after, I mean, Mahogany's not a rookie. Ratledge is, but Mahogany played very few snaps last season. You're getting, I don't want to say veteran play out of them, but they are wise beyond their years, and it's been a lot of fun to see. And look, we can't talk about the offensive line. We can't talk about the run game or Goff and St. Brown or J-Mo without talking about John Morton. Oh, by the way, Hank Fraley. Shout out Hank Fraley, the lone holdover from the Patricia era. Lions offensive line continues to hum. Bow down. But like John Morton, shout out. Early in the game, the Lions run struggled, and you thought, here we go again. And John Morton said, no, we don't. We're sticking with it, and we're going to get it to work. And it did. It did. They had over 200 yards rushing. Went to the trick play basket at the right times. I mean, the first play of the fourth quarter, Goff to St. Brown to Gibbs on the outside for a touchdown. We said this at the beginning of the season. It's no disrespect to Ben Johnson, but this was Dan Campbell's offense always. It was executed properly by Ben Johnson and now by John Morton. And look, I had big questions. I think they were legitimate after week one. The Lions, they won 38-30. They could have won by a lot more. The second and third touchdowns for the Ravens should not have happened. The end of half collapse. And then before Andrews scored to open the third quarter, the Lions dropped 2 interceptions. Lamar Jackson has never thrown a pick on Monday night, and that continues because of 2 Lions drops. The Brian Branch one was, that was tailor-made for Brian, and he just couldn't make it happen. It's okay. I mean, it ends up at PBU. We don't hate it, but the pick would have been, what do we say? The Lions belong. I'm not sure how deep the questions were after week one, right? Like, I mean, I was concerned. I think anybody would have been. You get housed by your closest rival, who you've dominated for 3 seasons. You start 0-1. Nobody likes that. The Lions have vaulted themselves back into the elite conversations, like the elite conversations. And you're saying, Zach, they never left. Maybe you're right. I mean, what did Spider-Man say? Everybody gets one. And maybe that was week one against the Packers. Look at the Browns. They beat the Packers. Now, who do the Lions play on Sunday? The Browns. Remember when I said that Joe Flacco would need a body cast? It just turns out I was like a week off. It'll be this weekend he'll need that. By the way, right quick, either Baltimore or Kansas City is going to be 1-3 after next week. Baltimore goes to Kansas City this Sunday. One of those two will be 1-3. It's a new world, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. That includes the free Odyssey app, of course. And if you have not done so yet, please give us a rating and a review. It's very helpful. We're back on Wednesday getting ready for the Browns, just like the Lions will be. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.